Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. We have those, and this, you know the history of it, around the turn of the century when the fundamentalist movement really wanted to separate, and then we had the social gospel churches, and even today we have churches that say that the primary goal, in fact, maybe the only goal, is to win people to the Lord and to, you know, assure their eternal salvation, while others say the primary goal is to reach out with the love of Jesus Christ in compassionate ways to serve the poor and fight injustice. And unfortunately, it seems like never the twain shall meet. There's not a lot of agreement. And yet, I think you would probably say both are true.
Yeah, it's a false dichotomy. A false dichotomy is an unnecessary separation of two options. You know, either we cloister away and retreat from the culture, as you're correct, the fundamentalism of the early teens and 20s suggested, or we look to government as our savior. There have been a lot of people in recent years that made kind of a caricature of the religious right, that the religious right must have assumed that government, you know, if we get the right people elected, we'll have the millennium and, you know, heaven on earth will ensue. And that wasn't really what they believed, certainly not what I believe. You know, Bill, you and I both are the beneficiaries of a group that I think they were giants that kind of emerged in the 70s. There was D. James Kennedy, who was at Coral Ridge Prez, and there was Chuck Colson, and there was Don Wildman, the founder of the American Family Association, and there was Jerry Falwell, who founded the Moral Majority and Liberty University, and also our brother, colleague, and friend, Dr. James Dobson. And they really... and Francis Schaeffer. Am I leaving anybody out, Bill?
Those are some big names, and all of them have played such a key role. And you're right, there's been a real caricature of, and the media is wonderful at that because, well, Americans, frankly, they like black and white. They don't like gray. They kind of like to see, cast somebody in one light. I know you speak about this in debates about how our media unfortunately mischaracterizes or just ignores sometimes the alternative viewpoint. When they don't want to report on it, they just leave those facts out or those arguments out of the equation.
Sure. Well, you've got like a Bill Meyer on Politically Incorrect, and he repeatedly, he would say things like this. He would say, Christians are people who think that they're going to go to heaven because they're better than everybody else. And of course, that's not what the gospel says. And, you know, there's the caricature of, you know, that Christians are people who want to, you know, cram their beliefs down people's throats. And we know that's impossible. Only God can change a heart. But, you know, as far as culture, which does divide a lot of churches, you know, I applaud the people like James Dobson and Francis Schaeffer that wanted to see the church speak to cultural issues as great leaders in times past had done, like William Wilberforce and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You know, we've retreated from the culture, and I was on a phone call a couple of weeks ago, Bill, with one of the researchers from Barna. You mentioned Barna, and I agree they are, I think, very trustworthy. And, you know, there in the last two presidential elections, there's just been this disproportionately high number of evangelicals that aren't even registered to vote.
Amazing. It stuns me every time I see those stats, Alex.
Exactly. And, you know, right now, there are something like 170 million Americans that claim to be Christian. But Barna says of the ones that really, truly are born again, I mean, that really probably do have a personal relationship with Jesus, you know, we're talking still about 68 million, 63 to 68 million. Now, obviously, only God knows somebody's heart. But, you know, with 68 million that really probably do know Jesus and have a biblically informed worldview, oh, my goodness, if we voted, I mean, those born-again Christians that have a biblically informed perspective, if they were registered to vote and would vote, we could have anything we wanted. I mean, from the Oval Office to the local dog catcher. I mean, really, if Christians would become politically engaged.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.